This is KR4BJL calling KR4BLX on 25 now to go to beach stand.
KO4NNH, are you there? NH clear.
Tail end of that, this is KR4BJL, can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir, you're making it in the repeater just fine. I noticed your call is KR4. I didn't catch the last little bit. If you don't mind me asking, are you new ham?
KR4NNH, I believe is what I heard, and yes, I am. I called friends about maybe less than a week
before. So, Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. Yeah, my name here is Fred. I was just wondering, because I saw you trying to call someone earlier, just to let you know, I'm not critiquing, I'm not jumping you on you or anything, I'm just letting you know, whenever you're making a call to someone, it's their call, this is your call. QSO?
QSO, again, this is Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo, Juliet Lima. I appreciate you giving me the feedback there. I am here to learn, and I appreciate letting me know about doing their call sign first, and then followed with my call sign. I'm typically, like you did, in Hendersonville, but I'm testing to see how well I can hit the repeater coming down the mountain. It looks like I'm kind of in a sweet spot here near Tigerville.
That's more of the information. That's why I asked the question if you're new ham. But yeah, you're making it in the repeater. You were fixing about your last transmission, not this past one, but the one before. But you're making it in the repeater just fine now. And I'm assuming you're coming off of like Kings Mountain or somewhere else. KO4NNH for ID.
Great. Well, I'm glad to hear that I'm getting a good spot there now. I definitely have a lot to learn in getting into this new skill set. One thing I found is there's some things that I feel like should be true but don't always seem to be true. Like, I've got a web antenna that's a quarter length tube band, but sometimes it feels like my shorter rubber duck that's 6 inches or so. Seems to pick up better. That doesn't make any sense to me. So it's hard to figure out exactly what the best way is to clear up the signal when transmitting.
The thing I will say about that is, funnily enough, I run a mobile rig myself. I run an Yaesu FTM500D with a Comet 2-band antenna. The key is always antenna, antenna, antenna. You can have the crappiest radio in your vehicle, but it's always how your antenna works with the repeater. That kind of tells you, that kind of makes or breaks everything, but it's always the antenna, generally in terms of like your signal strength and everything else. Sometimes, though, it is your radio, and sometimes it is the cable running to it. I myself am running, like I said, the Yaesu FTM500. I'm running here my Ford Bronco, and at the tail of my Bronco, I've got a Mountain Metals mount. I scraped off some of the powder coating, so I've got a ground in the back with my 2-meter 440 antenna. KO4NNH.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I've got just my entry-level CC5R Balfang, which is essentially a QD5R, and I've been trying to look into kind of what the next upgrade is, and looking at getting like a all-band UHF, VHF, HF model. I think I heard that you said you had a Yaesu 500 CR, if I heard that correctly, in your mobile. Seems to me like the next step might be for me to just get a bag antenna on my car first and then see kind of what I get out of this handy talkie and then kind of go from there, if you agree with that. KR4BJL.
Running a handheld. My dad, KI4MRA, I don't know if he's listening right now. Dad, if you're in, feel free to jump in. But my father, KI4MRA, he was running AHT whenever he first started in the ham. And what he did is he put what's called an egg beater antenna on the back of his Ford Ranger he had back then. And he was able to hit the repeaters that we were living around back then. We used to live in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And he was hitting those repeaters out there with absolutely no problem at all with that handheld. But again, that goes back to the egg beater antenna that he had mounted on the back of his truck. So that really helped out as well. So like I said, you can run the bow thing. Bow thing's not... probably not your problem entirely. It could also be your antenna. But look looking into DIYing something as well, but I run a, I just bought one from Comet, and the one I got actually, I basically custom made the mount it sits on, so it's a pass-through, and I screwed down the pass-through on this mounting bracket that I bought for what originally CB and sent off, and then I went and got my 2 meter 440 and sent, and I just screwed it all together, and that's how I'm running my rig. For BJL, I think it is. Are you still there? KO4NNH.
Super NNH, yep, I can still hear you okay. My transmission is definitely, or my reception is definitely getting a lot worse, so I don't want to tie up the repeater too much if I'm transmitting pretty poorly here and contributing static. Appreciate your input. I think from what I was hearing from you that it seems like the antenna is the way, and kind of making that as a first upgrade and seeing what goes from there seems to be kind of a cost-effective way of upgrading the equipment.
That's pretty much it right there. But hey, there's a net that runs every day at 9 o'clock on this repeater. It's 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to come on in, get your radio checked out, there's a lot of knowledgeable hands that go on there. And if you want to rag to with the net controller as well, you can do that as well. And that is like the place to go to and where everybody culminates. You can ask whatever questions you need. Everybody's there. Everybody's willing to help. I mean, this is where we all love this hobby. We're all willing to help out the new hands. But my friend, this is, I'm at my destination now. I got to walk in there, grab my packages real quick. I'll be back on the repeater in about probably 5 to 10 minutes. This is KO4NH. I'll be 70, saying 73 for right now. I'll be clear.
I was able to get enough of your transmission there to get the idea. I appreciate you telling me about the repeater, but the net side as well. I've been chiming, I've been listening in on that, but looking for kind of the opportunity to check in, so I may try to check in here tonight or one of these nights to kind of, like you're saying, get plugged in and hear people's thoughts and just say hi. So I appreciate your QSO. Go ahead. Kilo Romeo 4, Alvo, Juliet, Lima, call 73.